Luke chapter 3. Let me read verse 23, then I'll go back to 21. Now, Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Heli. Now, leave that. Back up to 21. So, something happened before he began his ministry. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Then we come back to where we started from. Now, Jesus started his ministry at the age of 30. And if you just leave it at that, now Jesus will delegate some to do the work of the ministry. Guess what he said to them? "Tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are endued with power." In the book of Acts, it made it so clear, you will receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Permit me then at this point, I'm still going back to reading the Bible, that you can have a measure of success on what you do. But if you want your success to hit the target set for your life by your Creator, then please mind the Holy Spirit. There is no fulfilling your assignment on earth without adequately or deliberately minding the Holy Spirit. Jesus was sent purposely to do what he began at age 30. But he demonstrated that, look, you need the backing of heaven. You need the support of him who delegated you. I perceive strongly in my spirit, man, that by the end of today's service, something would have dropped in somebody's mind, embedded in his or her heart, that the devil can never steal again. In the name of Jesus, that will never stop propelling you to becoming everything that God has ordained you to be in your life. And I'm not joking now, and I'm not just talking you happy. And that's the truth. I just want you to look at the pattern. Look at what he did. Look at what he insisted that they did. Now, the process, I mean, again, if I take that further, immediately it came out, the Bible now began to report like this. He was led. Oh, okay. Before he was 30, he wasn't led. But because God wants you to know that to be led, look, submit to the Spirit. I don't know how stacked up your failures in life are. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we proclaim and we are talking about today, they are becoming history. Because they will never be used to measure your life again. in the name of Jesus. That's why you've got to listen to this. So that's it. Then he was led of the Spirit. And of course, we all know clearly from scriptures, Romans chapter 8, I believe, as many as are led by the Spirit. Come on, church. These ones are the ones that are truly the sons of God. Many are led by many things. So isn't it amazing that it was immediately after he came out of the water with all those, with all the seeming drama, which of course were not, I mean, was no drama. It was reality of all reality. Heavens opening. Holy Ghost coming down upon him. It didn't say coming up upon all. Read your Bible. And the Father saying, you are, not you all are. Of course, John the Baptist was there, so he was, but much more. We are talking Son, in the true sense of Son, defined by heaven, by Jesus. The only Son so far on earth at that time. So it was after they said he was led. And of course, we know that sons are led by the Spirit. Of course, tempted. And when temptations were over, the devil fled from him forever. Is that your Bible? For a season. For an opportune time. Here was the word of God personified, carrying the presence of God that suddenly that we all saw descending. And yet the devil was coming to tempt. So please, I think it's prideful of us to think that what kind of devil? He will try. But the truth is, he cannot win except you allow him. But if you think he won't try, you have something else coming. He would try the seemingly most holy. In fact, the more holy you are, you really are, not that you pretend to be, you really are, the more he will tempt you. Because you are, then you are more an enemy than any other person, as far as the devil is concerned. And that's why it's pretty easy when you are beginning to advance in him for the devil to use one of his very, very typical tools. Which one? Pride. Me? How? What kind of devil? Did you hear that from the lips of Jesus? But the devil was never able to overcome him. He messed the devil up over and over. That's just a digression, but a useful one at that. And that's why the Bible will warn us. It said, those who stand should be careful. God does not condone any form of pride. Mm-mm. So he was led to be tempted, and after all the temptations were over, he left him for an opportune time. Check your Bible. So he was looking for opportunity throughout the life of Jesus. Then the Bible tells us that then Jesus returned. How? Come on, talk to me. Why would the Bible always refer to the Spirit when it talked about Jesus at the beginning of his ministry? He wanted to establish the fact that, look, this is how this man lived and will do all that I've called him to do. So he returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. Then he came to Nazareth, where he lived and grew up. And then he entered into a synagogue, as his custom was, on the Sabbath. And they gave him the book of Isaiah to read, or the book to read. He opened to Isaiah, to the part in Isaiah where he read. Because Isaiah, at least we know, in the way it is written today, has 66 books, true or false. Uh-huh. But he opened to Isaiah in chapter 61. And he began to read. And what did he read? The Spirit. Can't you see? Can't you see what I'm talking about? God introduced him. Look, and how did John describe? He said, he who sent me said, on him whom you see the Spirit descending in a bodily form, said, that's him. Look at the way God, look at the sign God gave John, and look at what happened in Jordan, look at what Jesus is saying, and look at how Jesus too is sending out his own. Hello. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So he opened the Bible there, and he read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Now, that wasn't pride. That was affirming what God has done. And that was talking himself fully into it. You know why? Because all the devil did in the wilderness is that if you are the Son of God, what if the devil has succeeded in persuading him to believing that he was not the Son of God? What if he had left with the conviction from the wilderness that he wasn't the Son of God? Then the fact that the Holy Ghost has come upon him will not be of any use in his everyday manifestation. But that would not mean that the Holy Ghost didn't come upon him. So he had the habit of saying to himself, I am anointed by the Holy Ghost. Now, we are not told, as it were, that he was saying it to impress people. No, he was saying, because in that hall that day, no miracle will happen. Nobody will ever believe him to be the Messiah, because they knew how he grew up. And in spite of the fact that he made the declaration to them, they said he couldn't do much work there. Because some were saying, is this not Joshua, the son of the carpenter? That's why, you see, familiarity, we prevent many from getting the best they could get from the vessels God is sending to them. I'll tell you something I tell folks, and which I believe, which I do. I have access to many men of God, but sincerely, I move back. Sometimes they don't understand why I move back. I don't want to get familiar. When you get familiar, you begin to dishonor, you begin to disdain. You know the result? What God has put there for you, you can't get anymore, because you put the person in who's talking. But unfortunately, many people from outside will get what they want. So deliberately, I move back. So he couldn't. So you could not see why he kept on telling himself, the Spirit of the Lord, for he has anointed me. Then he will now begin to spill out his manifesto. And talking about him in the house of Cornelius, Peter said in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ with who? The Holy Ghost. And with what? Power. When we begin to describe you by the Holy Spirit, something has happened in your life. When the world begins to describe you by the Holy Spirit, something has happened.